Oh, cause me to feel you in secret and in public. The fear of a war, the fear of a war.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of Mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, The one who sends salat upon me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower him with 10 mercies. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azawajal, my dear viewers, we discussed in episode 7, the last episode, in regards to salah of those who fear Allah azawajal, who are the saints rahimahumullahu ta'ala. In this episode, we shall discuss the harms of bad company. Amir al-Sunnat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Atta Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah writes the following on page 290 of Neki Kidat, Call to Righteousness. A strange odor began to be smelled in an area of Punjab, Pakistan. After much searching, the locals found the source of the bad odor. It was coming from a closed house. Consequently, the police was informed. When the police broke the lock in the presence of people and entered the house, they were all shocked to see a young man's body there. Some parts of his body had decomposed and become infested with insects. Seeing this scene, many people, including children, fell unconscious. After investigating, they came to know that the young man had come to that area to work and was living in a rented property, and he became friends with some gamblers. One day, he won a lot of money from his friends in gambling. In order to rob the lost money, his gambling friends put a rope around his neck and killed him by electrocuting him. Then they left him there without shrouding or burying him, locked the door and fled. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers, we've just heard how adopting a bad company leads to complete loss and ruin, and how the foolish who stays in a bad company meets a gruesome end. No doubt, a bad company does not spare a person. Sitting in a bad company is akin to opening the doors of calamities, disasters, and tragedies for oneself. Sometimes these evil friends become grave enemies of their associates and steal their lives from them for their own personal gain. They ruthlessly throw them into the jaws of death. Consequently, those who adopt a bad company become a sign of admonition, in other words, a warning for the society. We just heard about the admonitory death of the individual who would stay in the company of gamblers. My dear viewers, it is stated that as-sohbatu mu'athirah. Company has its effect. What can be said about the fortunate one who acquires a good company? Through the blessings of a good company, he begins to adopt good habits and gains deliverance from bad habits. He attains a passion for performing good deeds and gains a standing in society. However, if a person, ma'azallah, gains a bad company, then consider it to be the beginning of his ruin. Because the effects of a bad company are extremely destructive. Bad company throws a righteous person from a high standing to the dark pit of lowliness. Evil friends play a leading role in the increase of ills and the downfall of society. The one who associates with such people will one day also become like them and contribute to the ruin of the society. Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq al-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states, Do not involve in any such thing which does not benefit you, and keep away from the enemy and save yourself from friends, except for when he is trustworthy. For there is none equal to the trustworthy one. And do not be with the sinner, for he will teach you sins, and do not mention secrets before him, and seek counsel in your affairs from those who fear Allah Almighty. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala an said, Do not befriend an open sinner, for he will embellish his action and present it to you. And he will desire for you to become like him as well. And he will display his worst quality as a good one. Him visiting you is a defect and a point of shame. And do not befriend a foolish person, for he will place himself into difficulty and not benefit you at all. And it is possible that he attempt to benefit you at times, but afflict you with harm instead. His silence is better than his speech. Distance from him is better than his closeness, and his death is better than his life. Do not befriend a liar either, for socializing with him will not benefit you. He will speak about you to others and speak about others to you. And if you speak the truth, even then he will not speak the truth. Sayyidina Ja'far bin Sulaiman rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states the following. I saw a dog following Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So I said, O Abu Yahya, such a thing with you? He replied, this dog is better than an evil companion. My dear viewers, we've just heard how detrimental a bad friend can be for one's dunya and hereafter. Hence, safety lies in avoiding even the shadow of evil people, lest the company of bad people results in people pointing fingers at us and labeling us with bad titles too. Now let's listen to four sayings of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in condemnation of bad company so that we can save ourselves from its destruction. Number one, avoid a bad companion, for he is a part of hell. Love for him will not benefit you, and he will not fulfill his promise to you. Number two, avoid an evil companion, for you will be recognized through him. Number three, arrival of mourning for you should be in such a state that you are either a scholar or a student of knowledge, or one who listens to the scholars, or one who loves the scholars, but do not be the fifth, otherwise you will be destroyed. Number four, the similitude of a good and evil companion is like that one who handles musk and the blacksmith's bellows. The owner of musk will give you some musk, or you will buy it from him. And if not, fragrance will still emanate, whilst the handler of blacksmith's bellows will either burn your clothes or you will get a foul odor from him. Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yaha Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentions the following under the above mentioned hadith. Subhanallah. How pure is the example by means of which it has been explained that the company of bad people can never benefit and the company of good people can never cause harm. One will not receive musk from a blacksmith, rather only heat and smoke. And one will neither receive heat or smoke from a musk owner, rather only musk or fragrance. The Honorable Mufti states the following regarding the portion of hadith where it is stated, the owner of musk will give you some musk, or you will buy it from him, and if not, fragrance will still emanate. This is the least benefit that has been mentioned. Buying musk or receiving it free of charge is a great blessing, which will always continue to give benefit, and only receiving fragrance is the least benefit. Remember, Abu Jahl and other enemies of the Prophet did not even enter the presence of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Presence is achieved through love there. The Honorable Mufti states the following in explanation of the portion of the hadith where it is stated, whilst the handler of blacksmith's bellows will either burn your clothes or you will get a foul odor from him, the meaning of this eminent statement is that you save yourself from bad company as much as possible, for it destroys one's religion and dunya, and adopt good company, for it controls and balances one's world and hereafter. The company of a snake takes one's life, and the company of a bad friend destroys one's faith. Sayyidina Allama Muhammad bin Ahmad Zahabi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states the following. A man would sit in the company of alcoholics. When the time of his death approached, he was reminded of the kalima, whereupon he began to say, drink and give me to drink also, ma'adallah. He died without reciting the kalima. If this is the harm of the company of the alcoholics, then what will be the harm of the one who drinks alcohol? A chess player was reminded of the kalima at the time of his death. So he said, your king, And after saying this, he died. My dear viewers, we come to know that adopting good company brings only benefit, whereas adopting the company of bad people brings only loss for one's religion and dunya. For bad company even ruins a person's faith. Generally, people fear fatal, terrifying and poisonous animals, insects and scary things, and are successful in saving themselves from them, and do not even pass by dangerous places. But alas, they find extreme difficult to avoid the bad company that brings only destruction and ruin. Ah, the misfortune of bad company has prevailed such that one does not even feel like performing worship. People usually ponder deeply over a matter and take a step only when they see benefit for themselves in it. But when adopting a company, they do not even pay the slightest amount of attention to whether it will prove beneficial for them or not. Before befriending a person, it is important to ponder 112 times so that one is not made to face regret later on. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Al-mar'u 'ala dini khalilih, falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalit." Meaning a man is on the religion of his friend, so he should look at whom he befriends. Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Ya Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, states the following: before befriending someone, observe him carefully, whether he is obedient to Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allah Almighty states in the glorious Quran, part 11, Surah At-Tawbah, verse 119, وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, translation from Kanzul Iman, and be with the truthful ones. The Sufis, rahimahumullah ta'ala, say, the human nature has the quality of absorbing things. One will attain greed from the company of the greedy, and piety and righteousness from the company of an ascetic. My dear viewers, we should not blindly trust everyone in the matter of friendship, nor should we sit in the company of those whose personalities are already soiled with many evils. Because when hard times fall upon those who are involved in various evils, then those who are linked with them are sometimes affected by it too. Let's listen to an account to understand this. Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah writes the following on page 381 of Neki Kidaat, Call to Righteousness. The Gnostic Maulana Rum Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi states the following while explaining about the harm of a bad company. Coincidentally, a mouse met a frog on the bank of a river, and they both became friends. The mouse said, "If I wish to meet you, how can I inform you, as you are in the depth of the water, but even sound does not reach?" It was decided that a thread should be tied to the foot of the mouse, and the other end should be tied to the frog's foot. Thus, the means of informing at the time of need would be resolved. Hence, it was done so accordingly. One day, a crow jumped on the mouse and flew away, grabbing him in his mouth. Due to being tied to the thread, the frog also got pulled out and flew in the air with the mouse. The frog said, "This is the punishment of befriending someone incompetent, like a mouse." Thus, we learn that associating with incompetent individuals and a bad company brings about great calamities. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us all the ability that we avoid bad company. And I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us all the ability to adopt good company. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah calls me to fear you in secret and in public. The fear of Allah, the fear